This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. You may have seen ads posted on your community cork board for something called citizen science. It's a trend in scientific research that allows regular people to help out with professional-grade studies by reporting data about their own backyards. Tonight at 6 at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord, Concord Monitor columnist and Granite Geek David Brooks will host the Science Cafe. He and a panel of scientists will talk about this innovative approach to research, and he joins me now for a preview. Hi, David.
Hello.
So tell us, what exactly is citizen science?
Well, it is something that you'd find on a community cork board. There is a phrase I have not heard in a while. Anyway, so citizen science is it's getting amateurs like me to help gather or analyze data for real scientists, for real researchers, loosely organized and loosely overseen. It's a really, really old idea. You probably have heard of the Christmas bird count that the Audubon Society runs, and that's basically citizen science. It says go out and tell us what species of birds you see, and we'll compile it, and this will be information. They started that in 1901. So the general idea has been around for a long time. It's gotten a boost in the last 10, 15 years, basically because of the internet and smartphones. It makes the logistics of doing it much easier. And so it has, I think you can safely say it has exploded in the last decade.
So what can scientists glean from citizen science research that they wouldn't otherwise be able to get?
Almost always it involves low-level but widespread data gathering. So if you're a scientist and you want to know, let's say, how the population of dragonflies is doing in the state, There's certain things you can keep track of, you know, the kind of habitat they like and how the habitat's doing, but you really don't have numbers, and it's impossible to have numbers of how many dragonflies. But if you can get people to go out and write down how many dragonflies they see in certain environments, and you can compile that data, and you can compile it from year after year, this can be a whole new information about how this population is doing. And in fact, that is one of the citizen science projects, the Dragonfly Watch. And that's really probably the most prominent and the most common of them is going out there and doing data about animals, plants, insects, and fish in the wild, because you can get lots and lots of people to go out there and gather data. We're not gathering it to the level that, you know, real researchers do or grad students, but we're gathering it to a certain level, and it's compilable, and particularly if it's widespread geographically and it takes place year after year, it can be quite valuable.
In these circumstances, the scientists aren't necessarily asking average citizens to do something very complex, right? Go out and count something, for example. But they can still mess it up. They can still make mistakes,
sure,
Especially on a mass scale. Do scientists account for that somehow in their research?
Absolutely. And there's a debate. So citizen science, it has become an accepted part of standard research. In fact, you'll read papers analyzing best methods to use citizen science because it's low cost, if nothing else, and it can be widespread. But having said that, there is debate about how do you, say, use statistics, and how do you limit the amount of information that amateurs like me are trying to gather to make sure we don't mess it up too much? How much can you count on the errors canceling each other out? Some people will be overenthusiastic, and other people will be blind. So that's definitely part of the field, but it's part of a legitimate field.
The examples you gave, counting dragonflies, for example, they tend towards biology, you know, counting wildlife. But
yeah.
Do the other scientific disciplines also get involved? Chemistry, physics, is that?
They do. Obviously, somewhat to a lesser extent, there's a project called Zooniverse, like universe with a zoo at the front, that started out, and it's entirely computer and internet related. And basically what it is that scientists and people in the humanities now upload various amounts of data, and you and I and a gazillion other people look at that data and help them analyze it. So I was actually involved for a while in something called Old Weather, in which they digitized and uploaded handwritten logs from British warships in the 19th century. And these are all handwritten, and so it's very hard to correlate them. So basically, we went through and typed up what we saw, and then that typed data could be analyzed. And it was specifically, they were aimed at climate records. So these ships were, you know, sailing in the Arctic in 1832, and they were sailing in the South Pacific. So what did they see? But they could also be used for historical records as well. there is a new one I just saw today looking at the Zooniverse, which is for tuberculosis in terms of antibiotic resistance. They upload pictures of petri dishes with TB bacteria that have been exposed to various types of antibiotics, and you analyze what you see, and then they can compare that with the genetic makeup of that particular strain, and they can reach conclusions that it would be very difficult for the researcher to reach on their own.
Pretty soon, citizens will just be sending in samples of bacteria that they collect on their bodies.
I have not seen that as one. Sample collection is actually something that's hard because you have to do it just right and you have to do it consistently. It's much harder to have, you know, thousands of amateurs collecting samples in a scientifically legitimate way.
Yeah.
So that's actually an interesting non-example, perhaps.
Send in your Ziploc bag of whatever it happens to be.
Bat poop, actually. My wife was involved in collecting bat poop for one of those.
Well, there you go. Well, all David, right. Thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He writes the Granite Geek column for the Concord Monitor. He's geekier than anything you will find in your backyard, and he will be at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord tonight at 6, talking with you about citizen science.